This is Dr. Masood Jahanbegh, treating patient's name is Rita Kogo, C-O-G-O, Rita, R-I-T-A. Date of birth is 8/4/1926. Date of service. Is 1/11/2023. Ms. Kogo is a very pleasant 96-year-old female with history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of aortic stenosis, status post TAVR, history of degenerative joint disease. Has a history of neuropathy. Apparently had fallen. She was taken to the hospital at Genesis, where she was evaluated. She was subsequently discharged. Was recommended to go to rehab, but family took home. Patient was subsequently brought to Wellbridge of Brighton for rehabilitation. At the present time, she does complaints of pain in her back as well as her hip. She denies any complaints of any chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, aortic valve stenosis, status post TAVR, history of mixed hyperlipidemia, history of congestive heart failure, chronic constipation, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. Past surgical history. Transaortic valvular replacement. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies. Allergies, Keflex and clindamycin. Review of system. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Current review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. There's complaints of some shortness of breath, history of aortic stenosis, status post TAVR placement. Respiratory system, she denies any cough, does complains of shortness of breath with exertion, she denies any history of asthma or emphysema, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does has history of falls, history of neuropathy. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of fall, history of back pain. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run and react with no light. External movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Systolic murmur, grade 2/6. Left external border was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, fall, next lumbar compression deformities, next hypertension, next congestive heart failure, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease, next GERD, next anxiety, next DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will use lidoderm patch for her pain, also use tramadol, continue other medications, monitor her blood sugars, will continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. DVT. Patient is do not resuscitate, period. Next patient is Helen Michaelitis, M-Y-K-O-L-A-I-T-I-S, Helen, H-E-L-E-N. Date of birth is 6/27/1927. Date of service is 1/10/2023. Ms. Michaelitis is a very pleasant 95-year-old female. Was admitted to this hospital after she suffered a fall. She has history of coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, history of chronic systolic congestive heart failure, history of aortic stenosis, history of chronic hyponatremia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease. As mentioned, patient had a slip and fall incident. She was admitted to the hospital. She did had CT scan of the head as well as cervical spine. Showed moderate to severe thoracolumbar scoliosis without any evidence of acute fracture. Chronic appearing compression fracture of T11 and T12. Were seen. Also subacute chronic fracture of the left hemisacrum. CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis was done. Showed subacute fracture of the left superior pubic ramus extending to the pubic symphysis. Multiple subacute to chronic appearing left anterior, mid, and lower rib fractures. Small pleural effusion. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Physical therapy was consulted. Pain was controlled with pain medications. She did have significant swelling for which she was given Lasix. Her lab work was being monitored. Her sodium was improved at 130. She was on sodium chloride tablet supplementation. She was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complaints of feeling weak. She says her swelling of the legs has improved. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation. Denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any nausea, vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, hyponatremia. Next, aortic stenosis, next, gastroesophageal reflux disease, next, depression, next, diverticulitis, next, SIADH. Past surgical history has been significant for coronary angioplasty with a stent placement, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, cataract extraction, and cholecystectomy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of, she does have history of coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, history of aortic stenosis, and history of congestive heart failure. Respiratory system, she denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. No, it's with asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, deny any nausea, no vomiting, deny any diarrhea. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, she does have history of UTI, no history of kidney stones, history of SIADH. Neurological, she does have history of falls, history of SIADH, complaints of generalized weakness. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of back pain, history of hip pain, history of multiple falls, history of arthritis. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HE and T examination was normal. People's vehicle ran and reacted to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Systolic murmur, cystic septal border was audible. Lungs was diminished breath sounds in the basis, no rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, mild edema, bilateral lower extremities. Skin, bruises, ecchymosis, and bruising over her forehead and face. Impression, number one, fall. Next, left superior pubic rami and symphysis pubic fracture. Next, chronic compression deformity, T11 and 12. Next, chronic rib fractures. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, chronic hyponatremia. Next, SIADH. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, aortic stenosis. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, DJD. Treatment plan. Patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will start her on Lasix, 20 milligrams every day. Will check electrolytes. Continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. She was encouraged to keep her legs elevated. Cut back on salty food. Continue current medications. Will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Code status, patient is DNR, period. End of dictation.